the Seattle game. Were you okay with LeSean's decision making?
I don't think anybody offensively played well, so offensive line, running back, quarterback, wide out, play caller, didn't have a good day.
I think you were asked earlier this week about some of the passes that Mark threw that were short of the sticks. Were they kind of like the first reads, or were they check down?
They weren't. Depends on what we were doing. A lot of some of them were crossing routes, you're in man coverage. You're trying to outrun the man coverage and trying to get the ball out the other side. And a couple times they made some. The one particular, I think we threw to Coop, the defensive back made a hell of a tackle and negated the game. And that's one of the things those guys do. Usually they don't miss many tackles, but to beat them, you're going to have to make guys miss tackles. So.
On those types of like third downs, is there the short third downs? Is there one, two read, or is there like a one, one A read? I mean, is it, for the quarterback, he's having a little more flexibility?
Depends on the play call. Yeah. Some are object receiver reads, some are half field reads, some are full field reads, some are progression reads. It depends on what we have as a play call.
After Heisman is Saturday night, Marcus is a heavy favorite. How proud would you be if he wins and having started with him?
Yeah, I mean, I had nothing to do with Marcus. When he was a freshman, I remarked, this kid's going to win the Heisman. So, I mean, he's a special young man, and he's a hell of a football player, and he deserves it. But I don't think it wasn't any impact that I had. It's the type of kid that he is. He had an impact on everybody that had an opportunity to coach him. I'm sure Mark Helfrich and Scott Frost will tell you the same thing. He's just a special young man and very deserving of the award.
What has impressed you most about him since you've left the last 2 years?
I haven't had much I don't get a chance because their games are on so late. I don't get – sometimes I watch the first half and I fall asleep. So I haven't got a chance to watch a full body of work from him. But anything he does numbers-wise and things like that don't surprise me. But I think it's how he handles himself, his demeanor, and all those things that really kind of set him apart. He's a special young man from that standpoint.
Did you say when he was a freshman you kind of felt that he could win the Heisman?
I said that when he was a freshman.
How come?
Because he's a special player. I mean, he just got a gift for playing football. I mean, he's everything you want. He can throw the ball. He can run. He can. I mean, he's the most talented kid that I coached at college. So.
Chip, when you look at your offensive production the last 2 weeks, understanding you face different defenses, obviously, but are there things you can control that could make you have the kind of game you had 2 weeks ago, as opposed to the one you're coming off of Sunday? Are there improvements you can make independent of?
Yeah, I don't. Very confusing question, I guess. But I mean, we don't look at Seattle and then say we have to do this to beat Dallas. I mean, we're looking at beating Dallas, so we don't look back. We look forward, I guess.
When you look at your operation in both games, though, mm-hmm. were there things you did not do this past Sunday that you did do the previous game that you need to get back?
Yeah, but I think, and I've said that before, a lot of that has to do with the defense that you played. I mean, you don't just get teams don't go out and have the opportunity to dictate what they want to do. I mean, there's obviously an opponent involved there, so.
If the Cowboys, seeing what happened when you played them last time, really load up against the run this time, can Mark beat them throwing the ball?
I don't know. That's why I don't deal with hypotheticals. That's how we'll play the game out. And will they do that, and will they challenge us from that standpoint? We'll see.
Chip, you speak about meaningful to simple football. A lot of these guys were in the same position last year. Is there a benefit from having been through this last year?
Well, I think, you know, everybody's a byproduct of their experiences, so they've had an opportunity to kind of understand at least the group of guys that were around last year that what this is like, you know, and then some of the new guys, you know, Malcolm has played it, Darren has played it, Mark has obviously played it. Some of the new guys that we brought in have been in those situations too, but you're always a byproduct of your experience, so you hope that it benefits them, that understanding what's at stake as you get down here to the last three games left.
When you evaluate,
how did that experience benefit you?
I mean, we've been there before, so we kind of understand. But again, even though that is it, it's still every game is meaningful, because if you don't win 9 games up until this point, then you're not playing meaningful football in December. So,
when you evaluate free agents like Malcolm and making the trade for Darren, how much do you factor in playoff experience or what they've done in the postseason?
I think we factor in everything, and it's you got to look at the body of work. But you know, there's nothing that we don't look at, and we do take all of that into account. So.
Sproles, did you think at certain points you'd be able to put him and McCoy on the field together more often than you have? I mean,
because no one's a lead back in that situation. So, you know, I think if anybody wants us to play a two-back offense, my question would be, who's going to block for who? You know, obviously Darren's not going to lead on a linebacker, and if we have LeSean McCoy leading on a linebacker and he gets hurt, then, you know, shame on us as a coaching staff. That's not their strengths. They're both of them play the same position. They're both halfbacks, so. You know, you end up with short a blocker in those situations. We have done some things with them and with those guys in there at the same time. But, you know, to run a traditional two back offense with them, that neither of them are suited to play that quote unquote fullback role. So
are there certain looks from defense that, you know, let's just say it would be a good matchup to have them both out there?
We have had them both out there, so.
Against 11 personnel, what determines when you stay in base? I know you do that sometimes, or whether you go to nickel.
What they do in those down and distance situations. So some people in 11 personnel on first down are more run driven, so we may be in more base in those situations. Obviously, if they're more pass, you'd be in more nickel situations. So sometimes you look at it by just personnel, and you can match it up with people. Sometimes it's passing out personnel plus down and distance situations.
You shut down Murray and Romo last time out. How much would you go back and look at that tape and say, okay, we did this, we can do this again to hopefully shut them down again?
We don't go through that. We just go through, you know, kind of what they do, and it's not about one individual player. It's about the team and defending them. And I think if we put our sole focus and attention on Murray and Romo and not worry about Bryant and not worry about Witten and not worry about Williams and the other guys, and those guys are going to beat you because they are talented at other positions. So do we go back and look at the old film? Yeah, we've studied our Thanksgiving Day game just as we studied the Bears game. So we're always looking at the last two games that those guys are playing. So,
30 games into this, what do you know about the quarterback position and what it takes to thrive there that you didn't know prior to coming to the NFL?
Nothing. I knew what it takes to win before I got here. I mean, you got to have a really good quarterback who's a good decision maker that puts yourselves in position to make plays and to win. But, I mean, that's not – it was the same at – who are the four best teams and how well are their quarterbacks playing? You know what I mean? Usually that's the kind of the same deal. You know, and that's the thing that Urban Meyer, I'll give him credit because he's lost his quarterbacks and they're still playing at a really high level. But Florida State's got Jameis Winston. Oregon's got Marcus Mariota. I mean, Alabama's kid is playing out lights out. Lane's doing a great job with him. So, you know, usually there's a correlation. Very rarely is it a team in this game, in the game of football, not very successful if they don't have a quarterback. So that goes right back to high school. What's that?
Four NFL teams with 10 wins have Rodgers, Brady, Manning, and
we may be onto something.
You just said every game is important. Does the relative importance of a particular game, you know, this one has major playoff ramifications for both teams, does that impact at all decision-making for that game, or do you try to keep everything as...
No, because I would argue that they all do. So if we didn't beat the Jacksonville Jaguars in week one, then we only have 8 wins. And now we're in a lot tougher situation. And if we don't go week two and kick the field goal and win at the end of the game against the Indianapolis Colts, now we've got 7 wins. Now we're really scrapping. So, you know, they all add up. I don't think it's just when you get to the end of the season, this game looks like it's magnified, but it's only magnified for us because of how many wins we have going up into this.
But from a practical standpoint, if you win the game, it becomes a hell of a lot easier to get to the playoffs and to have a chance at a championship. If you lose, you don't. Some coaches might look at that and say, okay, that creates a different set of circumstances.
I've never met a coach like that. I don't think a coach ever goes in and goes, this game doesn't have a real practical approach to us winning. So we've got a 2-game lead going into this, so we can take it easy this week because we really – I mean – a win's important, but it's not that important. I don't think I've ever met anybody that would ever say that, you know. I had the same question asked to me last year when we played the Chicago Bears. And we knew going out before the game that did that game impact us? I think would we hang 50 on them? You know, I think our guys approach it the same way. We're going to play football, and every week we get an opportunity. Every game's extremely important to us. And then when you leave it into, well, you know what, that game actually was important because when you come back to the 5th tiebreaker, that game ended up being the difference between you going to the playoffs and not going to the playoffs. So, well, anytime we get an opportunity to play and you only get 16 of them, we're going out to win the football game. Taylor's doing a great job, and I think there'd be no question in us putting him in a game. The problem is you only can have 46 guys active on game day, so we're not going to have an extra D lineman up, because if we do have an extra D lineman up, then we got to drop a linebacker or another position, and we're just kind of tapped out. But we have total confidence in him, and if we had an injury, we've been fortunate that we haven't had any injuries in the D-line, we could plug him in right away, and I think he'd do a really good job for us.
You've had Chris Brzezinski here a little bit. How's he doing? It seems like he's making a little impact on special teams.
He's making a huge impact on special. He had 3 tackles, you know, specifically in the last game that we played. So, you know, we knew that about him. I think he's also making some really good strides at the safety position, but we're really excited about him. He's a bigger safety than some of our other guys. One of the things we liked about that, we wanted to get bigger in the secondary. We'll continue to strive to get that. But he's a smart player. He's a physical player, and he's really made a big impact for us from a special team standpoint.
I know you said that you would allow Dallas, if they needed to, practice at your facility or whatever. But how much of appreciation do you have for how much the fan base here in this city just dislikes the Dallas Cowboys and that rivalry all these years?
I understand that, but that's not the way we're wired. You know, I think I want to compete against the best. You know, and if it's the same thing. If we went to go to play any other place in the NFL, they would allow us to practice at their facility. When I was in college, everybody allowed us to practice. USC practiced at our place when we were at Oregon, and we could practice at their place. That's what this deal's all about. You know, it's not a – I've never been a hate guy. I don't hate anybody we've ever played. I got the utmost respect for them, and I hope when we have an opportunity to play any team we play that they're at their full strength, and that's what the best part about it. That's when you really truly true competitors go against it. And I think it was never more evident than you watched that the NBA finals last year when you watched the Spurs and the Heat. You know, there's no technical fouls. There's no trash talking. It's two unbelievable teams going out and playing against each other, and they're going to play their tails off. They're going to compete their tails off. But that's what this is all about.
Guys, two more. What's Cody's side? The continuity has been tough because of personnel in and out, injury-wise, this year compared to last year. What's the biggest challenge of that, and how do you think the team has overall responded to that?
I thought they've done a good job with it, and we obviously have had a lot of different lineups compared to last year when we were relatively healthy for the whole year. The biggest thing is just experience, guys getting used to playing next to one another and being on the same page with each other. But I thought for what they've gone through, I thought they've done a really good job.
What's your line is back to where it was at this point last year when you were crazy and you were so amazed by it?
I don't think about last year. I don't go to bed and go, hey, we're like we were last year, and I sleep better. I mean, it's just about getting ready to go play Dallas, so it's really not a concern of mine. So I've never been a guy to compare things to things in the past. So.
Thank you.